Cured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Obedience to Christ. In other words, I'm not looking to try to mind control you. You know, show you some images up here, and you have some images going on in the background while I'm preaching, and it's telling everybody to give $1,000 in the offering. I feel like we ought to give $1,000 this morning. You know, people work on your mind. See what's going on in the world right now is a psyop. It's working on people's mind. That's exactly what's going on right now, and people are being led like sheep to a slaughter. I saw a commercial last night. Don't watch much TV. I saw a commercial last night, and it's like the lockstep. Everything is trying to push people toward a narrative. You need to truly be in the Spirit of God and following the Spirit of God to find resistance to just being succumbing to, I'm going to say, a government that does not have your interests in mind. It does not have your best. And people think it's, you know, over time, people just kind of settle and say, oh, well, it's not so bad. And that's just how the devil would have it to be. It's like the frog in the pot of water. Put it on low. So he doesn't notice. It's warming up. Oh, this is feeling good. Got the stimulus. You know, everything is well. You know, hey. This ain't so bad. I had to live with this. Then it starts getting a little warm. You want to try to hop out of there, and it's too late. Then it started to boil, and frog legs, huh? Now, the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ. It's based upon the amount of territory or dominion that one has gained. Understand this. When Adam was given dominion, we must always go to the book of beginnings, the law of first reference. They were never told to fight the devil. Even though God knew he was out there, their eyes were to be focused on the light. Adam, extend the garden. Enlarge the garden. Increase the garden. Stay in the light. Expand the light until the whole earth is full. Till the whole universe is full of this light. But the enemy got in there. We know the story, and lied and connived and usurped, and they yielded to it and threw everything into chaos. But Jesus came and restored everything. So everything is restored right now. And the problem that we have sometimes, we're trying to get stuff we already got. Okay? So let me say it again. When we talk about the kingdoms of this world becoming the kingdoms of our Lord and of the Christ, it's based upon the amount of territory and dominion that has been gained. Now, when we talk about that, we're not just necessarily talking about St. Lucie County. Indian River County, you know it. In Jesus' name. Martin County, Okeechobee, all of them. Well, those are physical territories. But what we must first look at, if we're going to truly be kingdom rulers, we must first look at the spiritual aspect of things. Many times battles are being waged in the flesh or after the natural realm. And you'll lose every time because that's not what we are equipped to fight in. We're not, you know, that which is of the flesh is flesh. Jesus said, if my kingdom was of this world, my disciples will fight. We be beating folk up. Right? We said, my kingdom's not of this world. Matter of fact, when they tried to make him a king by force, he sent all the multitude away and then sent the disciples. So he rebuked them and sent them away. And then he went up in the mountain to pray. Let them get in a storm. And then he came on the storm. You know the story. I want to say this one more time so we have foundation. When we talk about the kingdoms of this world becoming the kingdoms of our Lord and of our Christ, it's based upon the amount of territory or dominion that one has gained. Now, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 10, the book of Genesis chapter 2 and verse 10, I love that song. That's one of my all-time favorite songs. There's a river. It is. I love the beat. I love the words. I love the sway we get into, you know. I think it's cool. And plus, it's glorifying God. There is a river. Verse 10 of Genesis chapter 2 says, and a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison. That is it which compasses the whole land of Havilah where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is delium and onyx and the onyx stone. Isn't that interesting that God would speak about gold there and a river? But let's lay this foundation. Now, having said that, go with me to John chapter 7, the book of the Gospel of St. John chapter 7 and verse number 38. Some of y'all are quoting that verse right now. Because it's got to do with a river too. Now Genesis spoke about a river that flowed out of Eden to water the garden. And what's interesting, well, let me get a little ahead of myself here. What's interesting is that that river went into the land of Havilah, and God said there was gold there. Sometimes our pursuit can be after the things of the world, and it can be a distraction, a snare, a trap. But if you just let the river flow, that we're going to talk about right here, we're going to look at in John chapter 7. If you let the river flow, it will lead you to where the good gold is. What are we saying? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things that are needful, not only to survive, but to thrive in this world, shall be added unto you. I dare you to put God first. I'm daring you. I dare you to make time for God. Because you try to find time, sometimes you won't find it. You got to make it. Amen. You got to carve out that time. Amen. And say, this is me and God's time, period. And then let all the other time evolve around that time. I guarantee you, life will change for you. Kingdom will manifest in your life. Amen. You'll walk in a whole other dimension and realm of things of reality that the world has not a clue about. John chapter 7 verse 38. He that believes on me, not according to how he wants to, but as the scripture has said, out of his belly, out of his spirit shall flow rivers of living water. There's that river again. Out of his belly shall flow rivers. Sometimes you can be standing in the way, and I'm not cussing, and you can be the one damming it up. Your flesh standing in the way of your river flowing. You got mad at somebody. You carrying offense. Amen. You're confused about stuff. You don't believe God. He says, he that believes on me. See, without faith, it's impossible to please God. If any man come to God, he must first believe. You don't have to know all the answers. Amen. Amen. You don't have to have a bunch of questions. Just believe. Under every man is given a measure of faith. You have a measure of faith. Matter of fact, if you didn't have faith, you wouldn't have sat down in that chair this morning. You just came in and you just knew that chair gonna hold me up. These good, wide, comfortable chairs. I sat in this chair last week. Matter of fact, I sat in this chair for the last five years. Same, I know it's gonna work. Well, how come you don't approach God like that? With that type of a confidence. Hadn't he kept you the last 5 years? Hadn't he blessed you the last 5 years? Has he failed you the last 5 years? Has he broke down on you the last 5 years? No. But sometimes your flesh, because of all the influences from without that are contrary, the darkness, the lies, the fear-mongering, the deception, the delusion, you let it in, it'll water down your faith. You become double-minded, twin-souled, afraid, skeptical, fearful, apprehensive. Like Israel did in the wilderness. They said, can God prepare us a table out here? You know, that wasn't the first time they complained. But on that particular time, it made God so mad. Let me tell you something. You can make God mad when you're not believing him. Yeah, God is love, but he's something else too. Amen. He'll get his whipping stick out on you. Amen. Amen. They said, can God prepare us a table out here? And it made, read it yourself, it made the Lord angry. When the spies brought back an evil report, it made the Lord angry. What a terrible thing, a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. Yeah, when you were growing up, you ever made your parents angry? Unless you were just crazy, you got afraid. I don't care if they are mad. No, that wasn't no. It's kind of like you got humbled. You start walking real soft. You know, they didn't play. So we see rivers here, right? Now, when we talk about dominion, The first realm that must be realized in yourself. Tell somebody, in you. The first realm that must be realized where we must have dominion is in you. A lot of folk want to tell other folk what to do. Boss other people around. Talk to them, you know, and exercise their authority. But yet you have no control over you. Amen. The first realm of dominion must be realized in yourself. Then from there, you expand. You expand to include. Now hear me. The outer domains of the earth. This is why there are people that tend to, I'm going to use this analogy, they tend to shoot themselves in the foot. You're going on the right path for a while, things are looking good, but then the flesh gets in the way. Oh, yeah. And you haven't conquered that territory in there, so guess what? You start damming up your river, because the river is going to lead you to where the good gold is. It's the river that's going to cause you to have good success and prosper.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.